Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola. Thursdays at 8:40.
Can't you just like crash the show next week or something?
I just follow orders. That happens every year. We go into a sort of, what is it called? Non-programming.
Yeah. Do you do Consumer Watch house calls?
Only for you, Darren.
Hello, Wendy lady.
Hello, Darren.
What are we doing today?
Okay, so thanks to social media, consumer discontent confronts us everywhere. Mm. Facebook, Twitter, WhatsApp groups. Lots of grumpy, angry, frustrated consumers venting, naming and shaming, and in most cases with good reason too. And yes, I do my bit on my various platforms.
Although I
as
saw
well.
You doing a congratulations yesterday.
Did
on
you?
Your Twitter.
Did I?
To a certain banking
institution.
Oh,
yes. Yeah. About those rogue debit orders.
Yes.
The bank, yes. No. That's not only giving the money back when it's rogue, but giving the debit order fee as well.
Fantastic
so I
stuff.
Thought that was worth commending. Anyway, speaking of that, I'm always very mindful of the fact that there's lots of wonderful service being given to consumers every day in many different ways. But people are less inclined to take the time and the trouble to document it and to share it with the rest of us when it happens.
Mm.
So many years ago, I started a Consumer Watch tradition, which I've let slip sadly, an occasional feel-good wow show featuring stories from listeners of great service, which serves a few purposes. One, it balances the negative stuff. Mm-hmm. Two, it gives credit where it's due. Three, it shows up the companies which aren't bothering to delight their customers.
Mm-hmm.
And four, it reminds consumers that good service is out there and that they, and more importantly, that they should expect it, right?
Mm.
Because some of us have got a very low bar when it comes to what service is all about. For some reason, I'm not quite sure why, I just haven't done a wow show for quite a few years now. So I thought that this being the last show of the year, the last Consumer Watch, which is the 15th year of Consumer Watch, I must just say, I did the sums on my fingers last night. This would be a good time to revive the wow.
I like it.
So here goes. Bashan Nadu spoilt us. He sent in three examples, and because they all have the same theme, I'm gonna do all three of them.
Okay.
So number one, he commends biotech company Next Biosciences, CEO Kim Hewlett, medical director Yvonne Holt, and their team. And it's a really touchy story. His wife was pregnant and had complications. Complications were picked up during a scan.
Mm-hmm.
A test called the NIPT was required at a cost of 6,500 rand. So Kim and her team, he says, assisted us in getting all the required documentation and even motivated to our medical aid to cover it. For a CEO and the medical director to handle my case personally was just amazing, and the service was world class.
Mm.
We did unfortunately lose our baby, but Next Biosciences, waived the 6,500 rand blood test and did not charge it to the medical aid.
Wow.
So that's well done there.
Thank you.
Bashan also praised Grant Patterson, head honcho, CEO of the Edcon Group, for doing what most CEOs consider beneath them. He called Bashan, the customer, to discuss a complaint he had regarding a PS4 Black Friday deal at CNA. And he resolved it for him, and Bashan ended up buying the console from CNA.
Oh, nice.
And the third of his big shots getting involved while service stories involves MTN's corporate affairs head, Jackie O'Sullivan, who stepped in when he complained about being charged for toll-free calls on three different occasions.
Mm.
I was credited for the airtime deducted and given 2 months subscription credit for the inconvenienced calls.
Nice, that's how it's done.
And, yeah, his comment is, senior people dealing with customers and not just sitting behind a desk or hiding behind call center staff is very refreshing. Indeed. This in the same week I heard from a woman, incidentally, who tried to talk to a dealer principal about her car issue, only to hear the woman say to her PA, "I don't talk to customers."
Oh, snap.
Yes, so that's my view. From my point of view, she doesn't deserve to have any customers. And there's more coming.
More wow with Wendy Nola.
Wow coming
on
up.
On her last Consumer Watch for the year.
Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola. Thursdays at 8:40.
Because you're quite right, Wendy. If you go to social media, it's just complaining and it's a lot of name dropping and a lot of dissing of institutions. You do wonder, why are we not so quick to talk about good service?
Well, I know from my inbox, people write to me because they want help, tangible help, money back and all that sort of thing, and they don't feel the same motivation when something nice has happened.
Yeah.
It's just this,
which is why we have a Wendy Noli that gives us the Noli. Wow show.
Did you hear that?
Why?
You changed my name.
Yeah,
Noli. Anyway.
My brain's gone on holiday half an hour ago.
We're going to get into trouble and run over time if we don't get on with this.
All right,
story is a case of the return of a defective product.
Mm-hmm.
The Consumer Protection Act, as I say over and over again, gives consumers the right to return a defective product to a retailer within 6 months of purchase for their choice, the consumer's choice, of a refund, replacement, or repair, provided they can produce proof of purchase. Okay, mm-hmm. That's important. So Linda Sheila didn't have her till slip, but got a wonderful till service from Cape Union Mart in the PAF Pavilion when she returned a dress. Anyway, she wrote, "I bought a dress at Cape Union Mart a few weeks ago, wore it once, put it in the wash, and when I came to wear it again last week, I saw there was a hole in it. I searched for the purchase slip but couldn't find it, so took a chance and took the dress back anyway, expecting to have to do a lot of explaining." Mm. The lady behind the till called a man called Stuart. He said to her, "Call up the item in the computer," looked and told the lady to order me a replacement. No questions asked. When I spoke to him afterwards, he said he can see it's their product. It's not older than 6 months and it has an obvious flaw. Mm. So it's the store's problem and they have to replace it. They were even apologetic that I might have to wait a week or two to get the new dress as they had to order it. This really is wild service.
Mm.
And it does exist. Needless to say, I left the store with a huge smile on my face. This really is above and beyond. And yeah,
can we just like pause there for a second? That's how it should be.
No, exactly.
That shouldn't be above
and beyond.
I've
learned with doing these wild things over the years, Darren, that I was expecting like really unbelievable stuff.
Yeah.
But it's simple stuff, which is a lesson for the retailers.
Yeah.
Doing what you say, calling people back when you say you're going to, just sticking to your legal obligations, as in this case, without a fight. And actually, technically, they didn't have to because she didn't have a till slip.
Yes.
But they could see it's not. Yeah. They could see it's there. They didn't need proof. They could see what it was.
Okay.
And that's the thing. So it's just normal stuff.
Give me another one.
Selishka was impressed with the way that Macro handled the Black Friday crush. We arrived at Macro Springfield at 6:15 in the morning. The queue was already long. We were warmly greeted by several happy staff, all handing out trolleys and pamphlets.
Oh.
Others were ensuring that people standing in the line had Macro cards and vetted TV licenses for those purchasing TVs. You ought to speed that up. Before the doors opened, she said, a manager asked people to be careful, not to push, and to protect their handbags. Inside, we were all warmly greeted, and several staff welcomed everybody to the store. And Selishka got her fridge and left within 5 minutes.
Wow. On Black Friday.
So again, normal stuff you'd think, but obviously for somebody to commend it, it was extraordinary to her. It tells you something about the norm. I often hear from consumers who've been overcharged by a company in some way and then have a real fight on their hands to get a refund. Unbelievable. But happily, that's not what happened in the case of Game Pavilion, Anthony Burgess told us. 2 weeks ago on a Saturday, my daughter Ashley was with her mom, Melanie, a trauma sister, shopping at Game Pavilion for a pool cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
As they were paying, imagine this scene, Melanie noticed an elderly man collapse in the store. She was busy paying. She removed her card and ran to assist while Ashley, the daughter, was still standing at the till with the goods. The cashier told Ashley that the transaction was declined, so Ashley produced her own card and paid. So they sorted the man out. They left the store, and when they got home, Melanie noticed an SMS on her phone from her bank saying the transaction had gone through.
Mm-hmm.
She went through to the store to advise the double payment and was told they would look into it and advise by Monday morning. Very relieved when her phone bleeped on Monday morning, so they kept the promise with the reversal.
Oh.
So I guess it's a big thumbs up to Game, as I know that you have to wait for weeks for your money to be reversed.
Mm.
And that money that took them seconds to take. And I have this all the time, Darren. Even this was a computer mistake, but I mean, people who have been overcharged, we'll give your money back in 10 to 14 days. That's the norm. And it drives
but
me
mad. I just overpaid now.
Just give it back to me now. Exactly.
Yeah.
So big ups there. Sometimes it's one person in an organization that spreads goodwill wherever they go. For Raki Bikram, that person was a porter called Sibongiseni. I haven't been able to find out his surname, unfortunately. He seems to have intuitively known that Raki needed help. He knew that she needed help at the Woolworths in Kensington Drive, Durban North.
Mm-hmm.
She said, "I've been suffering with immense shoulder and back pain, and even though I always use a basket, I was forced to use a trolley on that day." And she said that she thought she was masking her pain pretty well. The trolley porter packed my groceries into my bags and then into the trolley. By the time I exited the store, he'd called the lift. By the time she got to the car park, he was waiting outside the lift. He'd run down the stairs to meet her, and he packed her shopping into the car. It may seem like a little gesture, but his act of kindness touched me deeply, as he had no idea that I was in pain. We really give attention to these acts of kindness that keep customers returning. Tried to find it the next day, but was told he worked at Woolworths Granada, and he was just helping.
Wow.
And often it's the lowest pay paid people in an organization that do the most brand enhancing for them, isn't that? And this case bears that out. So,
well, you know what? Thank you for the wow show, Wendy. And you know what? I'm going to encourage people to send your wow stories to Wendy as well so she can keep sharing them over the festive season. So, the best place to get a hold of Wendy.
I'll put them on my Facebook page.
You should put them on her Facebook. Her Facebook is Wendy Nola. There's a K in Nola. Wendy Nola Consumer. Until 2019.
Oh.
Bye, Wendy.
Bye, Darren.
Get up!
East Coast Breakfast.
With Darren Moore, Kerry and Skye.